into the show. Second hour rocking and rolling here. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. Excited about this next guest joining me now. He's my player of the week this week. Dalton Connect of the UNC Bears. He had 57 points and 16 rebounds over the last two games in a loss to Eastern Washington and a win over Idaho. He has been on an absolute tear. He's averaging a little north of 20 points per game, north of 7 rebounds per game. But the last few weeks have just been insanity for Dalton Connect. He's been putting up some big, big numbers. 34 against Idaho, 31 against Portland State, 32 against Montana. Dalton, thanks so much, man, for giving us some time today. We really appreciate you, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
You have been out of your mind lately in a good way, dude. You have just been on fire. It has been so much to follow you. But you were just, again, another monster game by you beating Idaho with 34 points in that game and 7 boards to add on to it. What's been going right for you, my friend?
I would just say just playing confident out there, and the teammates having trust, and then just the coaches putting me in good spots for me to score in.
It just seems like you're getting better as the season goes, and that's what coaches want. They want their one of their star players to just be really feeling that rhythm, getting into it, especially as we get into the late part of January. February's right around the corner. I mean, do you feel like you could get better, though? It's hard to ask that question when you see these monster games, but do you think there's more in the tank for you?
Oh, yeah, I think there's always more to improve by, like, watching film or just getting, like, a workout in with one of your coaches and then just, like, going into the gym late at night to get shots up as well.
Dalton, you talk about the team having faith in you, the coaches having faith in you. I mean, you've kind of just seen it with these point totals of yours, more shots, more opportunities. What's that been like for you? You were good last year, but now to the point where guys look to you and they know, okay, we get the ball in Dalton's hands, good things are gonna happen. What has that progression been like for you from last year to this year where you're putting up these kind of numbers?
Kind of started off through the summer when we was all just new team, just playing all together and stuff. And then just like realizing that I'm going to have a bigger role especially with Core and Bodie gone, I'd have to grab more rebounds and stuff. And obviously with Drew shooting, I'd get a couple more shots up between me, Matt, and Dalen. So it also just becoming like more of a leader to the younger guys as well as them looking up to me. So I feel like the summer really came together to like look up.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have a really good connection too. Obviously these younger guys are getting to know the system more and more every single game. But you, Matt Johnson, and Dalen Coons, we talked about that at the beginning of the season. We always said, okay, the Bears have their big three. I just don't think we realized how big a part of the big three you were going to be. I mean, are you surprised at all? I mean, I figured you'd be good, dude. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't know we'd see, what, 4 or 5 30-plus point games already. I mean, it's been really positive for you. Did you see that coming this season?
Yeah, I always felt like I could be one of the best players on the court, including last year. Kind of just like a bigger role, bigger opportunity. And like I said, the coaches for putting me in the good spots and believing in me. And then also just Matt and Dalen for letting me grow into that role. And it just, like I said, it just kind of fit perfect.
How's that relationship like with you, Matt, and Dalen? Because, we've talked about you three needing to really not just be the leaders on the floor, but off the floor as well. What's your relationship with those guys? Are you guys pretty close?
Oh, yeah, we're all pretty close. After practices, we'll all sit in the locker room for a little, just mess around and stuff. And we're just us three are pretty close all together.
Do you guys talk about, you know, your goals together? The three of you. I know you talk about it as a team. I know you talk about it with the coaches and everything. But there's no doubt that when we say Matt Johnson, Dalen Kuntz, and ultimately Dalton Connect, we're going to say those were three of the really great Bears to do it for this team. Do the three of you kind of realize, you know, hey, we could etch our name in some UNC Bears history here, but we got to get together and make the best we absolutely can of this season ahead of us.
Yeah, for sure. We us three expect, like, when we go on the court, that we got to be the best three guards on the court, or the three best players on the court as well. So I think it's just all of our mindsets coming onto the court, like being prepared. Like, we got to all play good for this team to play at a high level.
Dalton Connect joining us for the UNC Bears, just has been on a tear lately, especially against Idaho. That was awesome to see this team get that win, 73-67. And now, Dalton, you set your sights on an interesting road trip coming up. I throw the records out the window. I look at Northern Arizona and I say, oh, okay, that's a team that's maybe struggling. They're 1-7 in the Big Sky Conference, but it seems like every game they've had has come down to the wire. So you kind of have to put those records away, don't you, when it comes to this conference? It seems like anybody can beat anybody.
Oh, yeah, this conference, you can never expect anything. I mean, any team could go down. NAU's been, last year we won off of a buzzer beater, so sure they still think about that, so I bet they'll be ready for us to play.
Yeah, no question about it. I'm looking forward to that one. And then road trip, as we know, Northern Arizona, then Montana State. I was joking with Dalen about this one coming up on Monday. Not next Monday, but the following Monday, February 6th. Some late-night basketball, man. I'm really looking forward to that. 9 o'clock, that's going to be on ESPNU. That's going to be an awesome opportunity for this Bears team to get a lot of eyeballs focused on the program.
Oh, yeah, it'll be cool to play on ESPN. All of us are excited. We all been kind of talking about it, like kind of getting excited for it, but not looking too far out, because we still got to go to NAU, also as well as Montana, both Montanas.
Yeah, some big ones coming up for you. Dalton, it's so much fun to watch you and this program. We're all big fans here. And congratulations to you so far on a great individual season. And I think there's some more in store, some big things in store for you and this team. So best of luck to you coming up this weekend, my friend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Dalton Connect. It's been on a tear. Hey, listen, I know Dalton. I know about Dalton. He's an amazing basketball player. He lets his basketball do the talking, but I think he did a good job there. He did a good job. We'll get him back on the show. He was good.
Yeah, so now we've had all three of the big three on this station now. So
within the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Because Dalen was on yesterday, Matt Johnson was on this morning, and Dalton Connect was on just as you just heard, just now, literally like a minute ago.
It's like we're the voice of the Bears.
It's like we're the voice of the Bears, the voice of sports up in Northern Colorado. So great to hear from him. He's been good, dude. You could make the argument that he's the best player on this team right now.
Yeah, I think it's definitely there to see his transition from where he was last year, kind of coming off the bench in some spurts, to now being a full-time starter, being one of the leaders of this team. He's really taken that by the horns,
and mm-hmm.
He's been consistent all year long. He's been that reliable guy, kind of like he reminds me a lot of Bodie Hume,
kind of
in a ways. With if you need a big time shot or a big time three, get the ball to Dalton, and he's going to make it. And I think that's he's taking a little pressure off of Matt and Dalen, and they kind of you had to see them adjust to that new type of pressure. But now, once all three of them are on the same page, this team is going to get very, very good.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Dalton does kind of remind me of Bodie a little bit. Not quite as tall, but just that ability to hit those free throws. McLean texting in, that game-winning shot by Joker on Tuesday night was the only made shot attempt by the Nuggets in the last 5 minutes of the game. Yes, sir, it was. Yes.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did, but they didn't win last night against Milwaukee. Should we be a little concerned? Dixon brought up the text yesterday, and I don't like to admit when the arch nemesis has made a good point, but they did run into a little bit of the opposite of a buzzsaw, the Nuggets did, because they did catch teams. You know, the Suns were without all of their guys, and we've seen the Clippers without at least half of their guys.
Does that, and again, they were smoking these teams, though. Does that concern you at all that monster streak they went on with, they win 8 in a row? And they were against a lot of teams that were depleted. Does that concern you at all, Angel?
No, because I think this team is still talented enough to play with anybody and to beat anybody on any given night. And, you know, we see how they are when they don't have Jokic in the lineup or Murray's out of the lineup. The team is still good. They had no way of winning that game last night.
No.
Milwaukee.
And they were
in it for most of that game throughout the third quarter.
Take away Bruce Brown's awful start. And I love Bruce Brown. People think I'm picking on him. But it was the first 2 minutes of that fourth that were just awful for him. I mean, he gets in foul trouble quickly. He has two turnovers that lead to baskets. The two turnovers led to two of his three fouls in the first 2 minutes. You take that bad start away, who knows? You put yourself in a position to maybe pull off an upset.
Yeah, and I heard Malone talking about it. He was, you know, they asked him about it, and he said that the mentality of the team was, we knew what it was, and we just had to go out there and play, and that's what you kind of saw. Four of your five starters are missing. Aaron Gordon's the only guy out there, so just go out and play. And they competed very well against a good Bucks team, and everything is ramping up for Saturday's big matchup against Joel Embiid, apparently, because that's a rivalry all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, they call
it. Because the Sixers fans are so upset about Jokic, they have to make it a rivalry.
They call it rivalry week. This is rivalry week. Memphis and Golden State played last night. That makes sense. Western Conference team. They battled it out in the playoffs last year. Because Milwaukee was dubbed as part of the rivalry week too, so is Philadelphia. But they're both Eastern Conference teams. Is that just because they're two top teams and they have two guys that are in the MVP conversation? One of them's won a couple of them. Is that why? Because when I think of rivalry week in the NFL, I think of division games. In college football, I think of conference games or your big rivalry within your conference. When I think of rivalry week in the NBA, I guess I don't think of the divisions. I think of teams that you might have battled in the playoffs or teams that are really, really good that have players that can match up with you.
Like when I think of Nuggets rivals, I think of Phoenix, Utah, and Portland.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think of Eastern Conference teams, although the Philadelphia game does feel like we're starting some kind of a weird rivalry here.
It could be, but if you're 2-0 in a rivalry, is it really a rivalry?
That's true. Zing. I am looking forward to this one, though.
Oh, it should be fun. The NBA Twitter will be all over it, and we'll have a full-on, like, the winner of that game should be the MVP. No.
Did you see what they have facing them next week again? So Saturday they play Atlanta at 7 o'clock, February 4th. Guess who they play the very next day? For the third time this year, on a back-to-back, excuse me, that's exactly right. For the third time this year on a back-to-back, they're on the road. They're going to be playing the Timberwolves again. Why do they keep playing Minnesota on a back-to-back? Why is that happening?
It's so dumb. So they're home for three games,
mm-hmm.
go to Minnesota.
And then back home.
2 days later, you're back home against Minnesota, and then you're back on the road in Orlando 2 days later.
Why do they keep getting Minnesota on a back-to-back? This will be the third time.
And that's a primetime game at home. Are any of Minnesota's players going to play in that?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
It's just goofy, man. They have a few of these little back-to-backs. They have that one. And then at the end of February, they're at L.A. Clippers. Or no, excuse me, they're at Memphis, and then they're at L.A. or going home against L.A. Clippers. That's another back-to-back. It's bizarro land to me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to get involved in the conversation, shoot us a text or go answer our poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. If you had to pick between these two guys, because it sure sounds like maybe those are the leading candidates, who would you pick, David Shaw or D'Amico Ryans? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And we'll see where this one ends up at the end of the program. So I just tweeted it out, and just to kind of, you know, see what's going on out there, because I'm starting to get weirdly concerned about the Broncos, maybe, and the ownership. So I tweeted this, Angel. I said, just what I said. Hackett couldn't manage a game, so they hired Rosberg to take over. Hackett couldn't call plays, so Kubiak took over. George Payton couldn't hire a good head coach, so Penner took over. Something doesn't work, throw more management at it. No room to breathe. Sounds very corporate. This has got to be a bad sign going forward. Like, why is George Payton there? Because Greg Penner's not going to be the guy drafting and, you know, doing the depth chart and all that stuff. But why is Greg Penner qualified to hire the next head coach then?
Are they setting him up to fail?
Yeah, they're setting him up to probably be gone. Although, if D'Amico Ryans comes in, he's not going to be given. They're not going to Josh McDaniels this thing and just give him the general manager job. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that with David Shaw either. They would do that with Dan Quinn. They would do that with Jim Harbaugh, and they would do that with Sean Payton.
Which is interesting. If they want their own GM, why is Penner still here?
Why is Payton still here?
Or yeah,
Payton. Yeah. Why? I don't know. Why not? Why would you? Especially when you're clipping his wings. I'm paying you to be the GM. I want you to do all the GM duties. That's why it's clunky. I'm paying Hackett to be the head coach, but I'm going to have Rosberg and Kubiak do a couple of the head coaching type things. I'm paying George Payton to be my general manager, but I'm going to do some of the hardest work, which is hiring the next head coach. 21, it appears like it is a lot of hard work. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, a little gremlin action today. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. The Clippers were full strength when the Nuggets ran them out of the building, coming in from the Weld County Swami. Which time? Because the second time, that was on the road, and Paul George wasn't in that game, was he?
No, he's referring to the first game.
Because they ran him out of the building both times. So, because George was out in that game, and you won 115 to 103, and then the other game, yeah, that was when you were at home, what was that, early January, something like that, Denver won 122 to 91. That was the game where they were beating him so badly in the first half, they didn't bring the starters out in the second. Like, they did, but they didn't start. It was that bad of a game. Paul George was awful. 1 of 9, 3 points in that game. No, I'm not worried because you destroyed these teams. You know, I know that there were certain teams that you didn't get full strength against, like the Suns, a couple of these games there. But I'm not worried because you absolutely torched everybody. This is the best team in the NBA. I stand by it. I think the Nuggets are the best team in the NBA. They, you know, got to figure it out. With all of their guys missing and stuff going up against Philly, I mean, Joker should be back. Jamal should be good. Is Bones okay? Bones played. Bones was all right last night. He was all right. Was it good?
It's kind of what, 15 points?
Yeah, he'll take it. He'd take it.
I was hoping he'd go off for like 30 and just say, shut up.
Why?
You're not trading me.
What? Well, yeah, for you, but what was the big weakness last night, Angel?
The whole team?
DeAndre Jordan? Terrible. Terrible. Backup center is a bad situation for Denver. I thought about this last night. Watching that game, DeAndre Jordan didn't look good. And he was, you know, he didn't start because you went small. But when he came in, they played him 11 minutes until he fouled out with 2 points, one turnover, and 2 assists and 3 boards. I'm just getting a little worried because what if you get into a playoff game? What if Joker gets in foul trouble? We haven't even talked about that. We talked about injuries and keeping him healthy. He's pretty durable. He's been known to get in foul trouble when things heat up. What happens when that happens? And I'm not saying a backup center fixes it, but it's just worth exploring, Angel. It's worth exploring. And I know you're saying no. You've changed a little bit. You said at the beginning of the week you might trade him.
I understand if they do it, but I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't know. You said Chris says get Naz. Get him. I don't know that I'm married to that idea 100%.
I'm not. I don't like the idea of getting a guy for 4 months and then not signing him to a long-term deal.
You know who would make sense right now is be Bol Bol now. The version of Bol Bol that's playing right now. That would have worked out. Wouldn't that have been fantastic had he even said it. I wish I would have worked harder when I was in Denver. If he would have worked harder and made more of an effort, maybe he's on this team right now. We wouldn't even have to have this conversation. You'd have Bones Highland and you'd have Bol Bol. Listen, these are rich people problems. Nuggets are the best team in the NBA. But if you're Calvin Booth, if you're not thinking, how do I make us more bulletproof in the playoffs? And he has to ask himself, he has to take a long, hard look in the mirror. Is Bones Highland going to be good in the playoffs, or is he going to be just a guy? Because if he's just going to be just a guy, I need insurance if my superstar happens to go down or gets in foul trouble or whatever, what that's looking like. Well, Kenny Swan, will we be having this conversation if they had kept Boogie? Boogie wants to be a starter. He wanted starter money. Not superstar money, but he wanted starter money. He's a cancer in the locker room. Michael Malone knows that better than anybody who likes Boogie Cousins.
He's cancer on the court, too.
But if he's and DeAndre Jordan's complaining about stuff, too. But DeAndre Jordan is it's an ultimate team player. They love him. They love him in Denver. He's a good dude, too. I mean, Boogie, whatever, but DeAndre Jordan doesn't care if he gets any minutes. That guy's the first one up to cheer for anybody on. And I didn't know that about him that much. I didn't follow him that close. I knew he was a good player back in his prime. I didn't know how good of a teammate he was. He's a really good teammate, dude. He's a good guy. You see him do the candy thing before every game?
That's awesome.
Oh, he brings candy out and gives it to kids.
And he lets them pick out what candy.
He lets them pick out the candy and he pulls it back. He's like, just one. Like, dude, what an experience. That's so cool. So, no, I don't. Is Boogie better than DeAndre Jordan?
Kind of the same.
I could see DeAndre Jordan having a couple of games where you're like, oh, there he is. Because Boogie you didn't have for very long. So you didn't get to see him a whole lot. He did pack a punch. Was it Golden State in the series? Everybody kept saying, put Joker and Boogie in at the same time. Well, then they're going to just shoot threes all night long, bro. They already do anyway. But if I'm Golden State, good, do that. You go ahead. Put two centers in and try to guard all of our three-point shooters. You will lose by 30. They could score. Well, check my math. Three's more than two.
I think so.
You keep going out. Oh, don't get with Cousins. There's two. Oh, nobody's on Klay Thompson. Nobody's on Poole. Nobody's on Steph Curry. You can't do that. It wouldn't have worked. There's no way. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What about Plumlee returning? Oh, Eastside Chris, now you're speaking my language.
I love to have Mason Plumlee back.
Would you trade Bones Highland straight up to get Mason Plumlee back? Where is Plumlee now? Is he for that dude's all over the place. I just saw him play the other day. Why am I blanking out on where? Is he with Charlotte?
Yes.
He's averaging 12 points a game, 10 boards a game. Would you trade straight up? Bones for Plumlee, get him back with Denver? Malone loved him some Mason Plumlee.
No, I liked Mason when he was here, too. He was like the perfect fit for the backup center role, and he would be a guy that knows the system well. Again, I don't want them to trade Bones, but I understand why they would want to.
Would you do it? Would you do it? Yes.
For Mason?
Yeah, today. Straight up. One for one. Bones Highland for Mason Plumlee.
That's tough.
Ooh.
Can I trade anybody else?
This is what.
Can we get Watson out of here? I don't know what he does.
I hear he's going to be good
Jack
someday.
White? Who is he?
He's from Australia, mate.
Oh.
Good day, mate.
He must be a good bowler.
I don't know. They love him in there. They love him in Denver, too, though.
Everyone wants to be on this team.
Everyone, they're fun. Did you see Joker's interview with Wingy the other day? After that game winner shot he had the other day? She's getting ready to interview him, and he interrupts her and goes, there's two people making out up there. They're just living life. Anyway, back to the game. Like, people want to be around that guy. That's what this team's about. Oh, Malone was, like, in love with Plumlee. He was like, dude, if I could get 15 Plumlees on our team, we wouldn't score much,
but we would not, teams would not score on us. I don't know, man. That makes sense to me. That's a good one, he said, Chris.
I think Mason always made sense for this team.
Always. I hated to see him go.
Yeah.
Dixon, no on Plumlee. He's a worse shooter than Gordon. Well,
you don't need him to shoot.
You just need him to dunk, dude.
I need a defender and a guy that can get rebounds.
Dixon just wanted to bring up Gordon. How much he hates Gordon. And couldn't have Gordon and him in the lineup at crunch time. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't have Gordon in the lineup. Ideally, when Joker and Gordon when Joker and Gordon are both in, you wouldn't have Plumlee in the lineup. Dixon, if a guy can't play down the stretch because they can't shoot free throws, you don't want them. Bones can play in crunch time, even though his defense is not good. I don't think Plumlee's going to be out there in crunch time, unless there's foul trouble or an injury. You're not putting Plumlee out two-minute game, and it's like a one-score game, plus or minus. Plumlee's not the guy that's out there. He's the guy that's coming in the playoffs, game two, first 5 minutes of the second period. See if he can get you some production. He's going to play late in the third. Give Joker a break. Give Gordon a break. I'm with you. I don't want to trade Bones Highland. I would much rather gamble on him working out and being a good player. But you're talking about windows, championship windows. Calvin Booth's job is not to make this team better. It's to capitalize on the window because you have it right in front of you. You guys, a lot of people like to knock John Elway. What did John Elway do? He capitalized on the Broncos' window. They got Peyton Manning because of John Elway. Brady, it was the reputation that Pat Boland built with the Broncos. You don't think number 7 had anything to do with that reputation? I think he did. So you got Peyton Manning, and Elway's job was to not worry about Plan B, even though I joke about it. It was to capitalize on the window. All right, I got to spend a lot of money on defensive guys because I know Manning's going to run the offense. Angel and Brady could go out there and run routes for Manning, and he'd find them. So I'm not going to spend, and I'm not taking anything away from DT or Eric Decker or Julius Thomas. Yes, okay, thank you. He's so forgotten because he had like 3 years of greatness and then went to Miami. Welker had the one good year. But like, there were a lot of good receivers there, but some of those guys were like past their prime and whatever. He had DT, who was a stud. But other than that, these guys all went other places and faded into the distance, into the sunlight. I don't know. And I think that sunset, there it is, Elway had to capitalize on the window. He found a way to do that. Texter, Bones can play at any time. Instant offense and probably the best free throw shooter on the team. Is he better than Joker? Who's the best free throw shooter on the team?
I mean, it's hard to say because Jokic is hardly ever at the free throw line.
Yeah, because they don't call fouls.
Embiid gets 30 free throws a night and Jokic has like two.
It's ridiculous. Is he the best? Who's the best? Best free throw shooter on this team. It's got to be somewhere. Don't know where it is. I'm not making the case for Bones. I'm just saying that be ready because Calvin Booth didn't draft Bones. He has no allegiance to him. He is looking at capitalizing on the window. How do I widen the window a little bit here? Because I've got, realistically, with this team intact, maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know what this is going to mean for Gordon down the road after his, you know, they re-signed him, they re-signed MPJ, they re-signed Jamal, and they've got Joker signed up. But at some point, you're going to look at those contracts, and they may not make sense or whatever to bring other guys on. The window right now, it feels like with this current group is, yeah, this year, next year, and hopefully the third year.
Bones is second on the team in free throw percentage. Number one, Chonchar.
There you go.
And number three is Jamal Murray.
And so it's not Joker just because he's not shooting enough? Is he fourth? He's got to be fourth, right?
Fifth. At
really?
81.8.
Wow. KCP.
He only averages 6.3 attempts per game at the free throw line.
And he's in the paint all the time. Surrounded by trees, and he's never to the free throw line.
stupid. 39 minutes after the hour. Let's take your text. First of all, text line 888-530-0043. Murray is by far the best free throw shooter. He's just having an off year. Before last year, he was the best.
An off year from what? He hasn't played many.
Yeah, last year he was off too. Because he was off. I will give you this. Before that, though, yeah, he was Mr. Automatic at the free throw line. I'm not against Bones. I'm just thinking of what Calvin Booth might do to capitalize on this window. Because the competition in the West isn't going to get any easier. I watched Golden State Memphis last night, dude. Ja Morant's a freak of nature. Steph Curry got ejected last night.
See, Memphis
through his mouth guard.
Memphis is 0-4 since the Shannon Sharpe incident.
They're rattled. They were up by like 10 with 3 minutes left against Golden State, but that's not safe. Yeah, Curry was pissed because Jordan Poole didn't hit him at the top of the key. Poole took a contested 3 feet behind the three-point line shot. Curry ran back to get on defense, chucked his mouth guard into the stands. It's the third time he's been ejected. All three times is because he throws his mouth guard.
It's just unsanitary.
It's gross. Keep your damn mouthpiece in your mouth.
Please.
I hate
when he chews on it. That's
seeing that. It's disgusting.
Like, I don't think it's in Poole's best interest to anger his teammates.
No. You should pass the ball to Steph. Yeah. You're going to get punched out?
Won't be a mouthpiece next time.
You're going to need a mouthpiece. if you make Curry mad, Draymond might get more upset if you piss Curry off than himself. But keep your mouthpiece in your mouth, please. I get it. It's a nervous tick thing. But if you or I just went to a meeting today and we wore a mouth guard and were just chewing on it, people would be like, that guy is a weirdo.
It's gross.
That's disgusting. Keep it in your mouth. Don't take it out all the time and play with it. Your hand's sweaty and you've been playing defense and your hands are touching other guys' sweat and stuff. And then you slap your mouthpiece into your mouth. Human sweat that's not yours is probably going into your mouth on a regular basis, more so than normal. It's disgusting. 12:41 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, don't get me started on the mouthpieces. Dixon says, speaking of mouthpieces, what's the deal with all the NFL players who have theirs dangling off their masks and never wear it like Diggs and Ramsey? It's not a rule that you have to have one in the NFL, so are they just cooler than everybody else or what? Drives me nuts.
I don't know. I've wondered that too.
I don't know.
Like sometimes they'll put it in, sometimes they'll just leave it.
Mahomes,
I think it's an indication that, okay, I'm going to have a big play here, so I'm just not going to worry about it.
Mahomes messes with his mouthpiece too. He flops that thing, you know, he pulls it out and starts chewing on it and spits on it. And
it's gross when they like stick it in their helmet.
Like,
your hair's all sweaty.
I used to do that in high school. Man. You stick it up in the little slot up in between your face mask and the helmet. Yeah. Because I didn't like it. I didn't like it when it was hanging off the face mask. Because it was, if you did take it out, it's everywhere. Dixon said Diggs never wears his. Yeah, I don't know. The mouth guard thing's weird. Steph Curry drives me nuts, though, more than anybody else. His is awful. Like, it's so bad they put him in video games now. You'll be playing as Steph Curry, and if there's a timeout or something, the mouth guard's out of his mouth. And he'll like, mess with it while he's playing. It'll be popped out of his mouth, and then, like, he goes to shoot it, and suddenly it's in his mouth again. How did that happen? It's a lot of concentration.
He has, like, a special assistant that puts it in a little box for him.
I guess.
Like, here you go. Steph, here's your mouthpiece.
Here's your mouthpiece.
It's freshly cleaned for you. I didn't want it cleaned. I like it with the germs.
Do you think somebody kept that mouthpiece? Like, if you caught a Steph Curry mouthpiece, would you keep it or would you throw it to the ground?
I would probably keep it and sell it.
Yeah.
Game-worn mouthpiece from Steph with fresh saliva.
Sucked on by Steph Curry.
He might buy it back from you.
I'm not. I don't disagree with you. I would probably do the same thing.
I would see if Steph himself would say, hey, can I have that back?
Would you sell it to him, or would
for
you
a couple million?
Would
sure.
you just give it to him?
No.
What if he walked up to you right after that and said, "Dude, hey, sorry, man, I lost my cool. Can I have my mouthpiece back?" What would you do?
I want courtside tickets. I want all access to the locker room.
You just yell that at him.
I want to be at shoot around with you guys.
It's my property now.
I'm going to go through your dribble drill with you.
I want to do the 3-man weave. Well, County
and
Swami.
Then I'm going to sue the Warriors for personal injury.
Well, County Swami says keep it and clone him.
Like DeMar?
Oh.
Oh, too soon.
You're going to get in trouble.
I went down a rabbit hole the other day with that. Just to see what the theory was.
It's weird.
Some of it's a little, I don't know.
Like, so there's a weird thing on Twitter. People are saying that, I don't even want to get into all of it, but basically somehow, some way, DeMar Hamlin was cloned.
That's the wildest theory. It spurned from the fact that we haven't seen his face, and he was being very, very protected when he was at the Bills game.
Well, you couldn't see him through the snow.
Couldn't see him through the snow, and when they had the video of him actually in the room, you couldn't see his face.
Hmm.
Others saying he shouldn't be able to lift his arms up because all of his ribs should be broken from CPR, which I don't know. People make a theory about anything.
Twitter's weird. Twitter is weird. There's
certainly
weird.
Interesting.
Oh, there's weird things just
the
going
big
on.
Big NFL
man.
Cover up.
But like, I guess my brain goes to why. Why cover it up? What? Oh, because if the worst happen,
if it's related to something.
Oh.
That some people don't want to say.
Interesting.
It's all a conspiracy.
I got you. You said Chris has spit on it and handed it back.
No, because then he'll put it back in his mouth.
Ah!
And he's going to have my DNA. I don't want that.
It is gross. It is. It's just great. He was so surprised, too. It's like, dude, you can't throw objects into the stands. You can't. You just, like, not that the mouthpiece is going to hurt somebody, but.
It could.
I guess.
If you get hit in the eye, you get an eye infection.
Shoot in the eye. Gross. Just got hit.
Could lose an eye.
You see, Marlo got hit by a t-shirt last night. Calling the game. They're throwing the t-shirts. Scott's like, "You okay, man?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I heard a thud." He's like, "Well, it's a t-shirt, so it didn't hurt that bad." But yeah, it startled me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Poll question of the day. Is it going to be, if you had to pick between these guys, David Shaw or D'Amico Ryans? It's certainly sounding like it's going to be D'Amico Ryans, at least at this point. We'll talk a little more about the coaching search. And Jim Harbaugh, is what happened with Jim Harbaugh another thing where you go, what's going on with Greg Penner? Is he really qualified to do this? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thursday at Cable's Pub and Grill means Fiesta Thursday. Smothered burritos for $10.99. House margaritas for just $4. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. I'm serious. That's where my friends meet. I'm loving this place, man. I really started going the last year or so, getting to know Sean and Nikki, the great folks over there that run the place. Cable's is the place, man. Very comfortable environment. Go chill out by the fireplace if you want, or head over to the bar, or get away from all of it if you need to. That's the cool thing about Cables, is they have something in there for everybody, including the food, too. But don't forget, Thursday, smothered burritos, $10.99, house margaritas for just $4. We're going to talk to our friend Steve Baker coming up in the third hour, there we go, about the Friends of Baseball event coming up this weekend. So I'm very much excited about that. That's always a fun time. Great opportunity to support local baseball. And that's, awesome, awesome merchandise, awesome items there. You can be a part of the silent auction, the actual auction, all that. It's a great opportunity. So we're excited to talk to Steve about that on the other side. Poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. D'Amico Ryans or David Shaw?
Who are you going with? And it does seem like the Hooligans are kind of saying D'Amico Ryans. It seems like Twitter is saying D'Amico Ryans. And thus is why we haven't had an announcement yet. Because you can't announce it until after the Niners are eliminated. They can interview him again, regardless of what happens this weekend in San Francisco's game against Philadelphia. Win or lose, they can set up a second interview. I don't know that they can announce it, though. But I think they can. Both parties can be can come to some sort of agreement that he will be the next head coach. They may be able to announce it. I don't know. Because he wouldn't be the Broncos' official head coach either way if they win until after the Super Bowl. He would be focusing on that game. So why is it taking so long for everybody? Not just the Broncos. Is it all? Brian brought up a good point on Good Morning NoCo. Is it all Sean Payton? Everybody's waiting to see. We did see Frank Reich got hired. There's news. Frank Reich got hired. Carolina is going with Frank Reich. Okay. There's one job out. So if Sean Payton wants the job, better make a decision quickly because they're going away. Houston's still up. Arizona's still up. Denver's still up. And Indianapolis, are they going to go with Jeff Saturday or is it still open? Still open, huh?
He is the leading candidate.
Okay, Indy, whatever. All right, third hour coming up. We'll get into more of the poll question, the coaching search. Friends of Baseball interview with Steve Baker, more on the Broncos, all that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.